Manx Radio's 2016 election coverage.
We continue our coverage in the run-up to this year's general election. In the studio with me this morning is Paul Crane. Good morning. Standing in the Middle constituency, Mr. Crane is 61, married to Anne. They've lived in Middle since 1984. 16 years in Union Mills, 16 years in Glenvine. They have two married daughters. Very good morning to you. Missed out when it was a single seat by some 450 votes 5 years ago. Two seats now, of course. 5 years ago, you said the parishes are predominantly rural and attractive in the east. The encroachment of Douglas is an ever-present threat. The further west you go, the poorer the level of services become. Is that still the situation?
Yes, I think that's fair to say. If you're looking at the Douglas area and the eastern area plan that's about to come into existence or is being worked on at the moment, by the time you get out to Maround and Santon, neither of those parishes even have a shop, you know, so there's nowhere where you can buy a loaf of bread or a newspaper, and so they're underserviced.
So what can you do about that, apart from encourage people to set up businesses?
Well, that predominantly is a local authority issue in terms of their involvement in planning, but because the eastern area plan is coming to fruition, it's crucial that plan recognises the need for services in local authorities. So the Eastern Area Plan's expected to allocate 2,400 housing spaces, household land for development in the east of the island. And when doing that, it's crucial that services are considered.
Last time you said planning was very much the number one issue. What, the head of pensions? Head of the economy?
No, I said planning was the number one issue in the parishes, you know, the local issue, the national issue. No, it's got to be the economy, balancing the budget and population.
You're a former assistant head teacher, senior education advisor. Are our young people being given the start they needed by this island?
The education system in the Isle of Man is broadly good, yes, through the secondary education, broadly good, but that raises the issue that's been in the news over the last week about rising class sizes in primary schools, and that takes you straight back to the island's budget, the balancing the budget and the issues relating to it. At the moment, we are underfunding in healthcare, in the police and in education, and they're big issues. You know, we've got an economy growing at 5%, but the midpoint earnings fell 2.5% last year.
So is austerity the answer? Is austerity the answer?
No, that's not my answer. No, absolutely not. No, I'm saying,
so where's the money coming
there's
from?
Underfunding. I think there's three areas that you'd look at immediately for that. You'd be looking at where the Enterprise Development Fund goes. So this is the £50 million fund over 5 years looking to bring in new business. You'd be looking at the population, which the Enterprise Development Fund talks about bringing in 500 to 1,000 workers a year, but actually we need a clearer policy than that. And you need to be looking at a review of taxation.
You say there's going to be a policy decline. You've published this interesting term, Isle of Man population. Mm. You say we're going to have a declining population. That doesn't help your previous argument.
I'm saying we've got a declining population.
And it's going to decline. What,
peaked in 2013 and has dropped slightly since. The evidence is overwhelming for that. So the census may show a slight rise on 2011, but the peak was in 2013.
You're an active member of the Methodist Church. Would that affect your views on, for instance, issues involving drink, on sex education, on the same-sex marriage bill?
Yes, inevitably it affects my views, but not in the way people might think. I enjoy a drink. I like a glass of red wine now and again. I'm absolutely inclusive, and I'd like to say that very clearly, and I have no difficulty being within the Methodist Church and being absolutely inclusive. So same-sex marriage, I'm entirely in favour of it. No problems at all.
Some tough decisions to be made, you say. Could you make tough decisions, even if they were painful for the population?
I think if you're in politics for the right reasons, then yes, the tough decisions. You know they're why you're there. You know, there's no point to balking those. It'll not get you anywhere.
Paul Crane, thank you very much. Paul Crane, who's standing for the Middle constituency, probably just get one question in. You say, I know how the civil servant service operates. That's useful, is it?
I think that is useful, yes. I think if you're trying to work within a department or in relation to departments, understanding how the system works, how the decisions are made and how they can be influenced, yes, is essential.
Paul Crane, thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you, John.
This morning, our election coverage for this year's election in September, September the 22nd.
Keep up to date with the latest House of Keys general election 2016 coverage on manxradio.com.